Today's musing is going to be slightly different, and we shall see if it turns out good or not. I am riding at the seat of my pants, so to say. No outline, no nothing, just a vague idea where I'm going. So here it goes. I have a teacher. His name is Sean D'Souza. He's an Indian living in New Zealand. And his whole methodology of selling his courses is to write articles, then turn them into podcasts, and at the end of the podcast, say what you can buy. That's not exactly what's the use and whatever. And I suspect that it's effective. I'm not saying writing articles and then selling something at the end of it isn't effective. But maybe it isn't as effective as what he is doing. So I am going to talk a little bit about a program. It's not even a course because it's individual sessions, but ultimately it is the Freedom Course. So I did cancel the Organized Freedom Course, which is a very long course. It doesn't stop until the participants get to freedom. So what is freedom? So freedom is the opposite of no freedom. So what does no freedom or enslavement or an experience of enslavement or experience no freedom is that you are not where things are, you are where the shadow or the idea or the commentary of that thing is. And it is the mind. It's like a cave. And nothing is real. Nothing, not a thing. And therefore, in the cave where nothing is real, you can't have freedom. You can have the words of freedom, you can have all kinds of painted pictures, as in Judaism, you would call them idols. You can do idol worshiping in the cave. And assign all kinds of things to them, or you can imagine yourself happy, or you can do mind movies and being happy. But in reality, things are simple. It is either there or it is not there. You are either doing something or you're not doing something. And your actions are either either productive or not productive. You either create something or you don't create something. The words of I am creating blah 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 is in there. Now, because nobody has done it, that including myself, it's I can't predict how long it's going to take, and I also can't predict what it's going to take. So that's why it's a long course, and that's why it's called freedom. I live outside of that. Okay, so hold on a second. I live outside of that. So I didn't have to actually go through the painful process exactly the way you have to, even though I did have to go through, but I didn't have a guide, so I didn't know what I was doing. And it took me, I don't know, three and a half, not centuries, but decades. And I don't want you to have to do the same thing for two reasons. One, you have no idea how to do it. And the second is that the chances that you would be able to stick with it are very slim. Okay? So the best way to do this is to do it inside some program where somebody is there to spot you, somebody is there to tell you're going about it the wrong way, and hopefully, if I do a good job, you're going to end up in reality. In reality, where your actions are producing the result that you wanted to produce. Instead of you thinking about it or fantasizing and thinking that that will produce anything, it won't. But because the entire planet is now almost 100% in the cave, and that includes politicians, by the way, we are, as a species, doomed. And you are kind of doomed because your environment, your surrounding, everything that you can read is talking cave language. And it's more attractive than reality language, by the way, no doubt about it. You are pulled back by everyone and everything in your life into the cave. So be prepared for that going at it on your own or going at it not organized and going at it not having specific results to produce during the week is going to render you going 2 steps forwards and 1.5 steps backwards, or sometimes 3. So yes, so it is going to be difficult. Not difficult as the steps are difficult, but it's hard to understand because looking from the mind, you are going to be seemingly to the mind doing the right things, and most likely it's going to be the shadow of things that are not the right things. So until you get reasonably out of the cave, 30%, I muscle tested it, you are going to have to really, really closely be checked and tested so that you don't get into your usual delusion. But it's worth it. So why? Because ultimately, humans are designed to get fulfillment and joy from their own accomplishment. You know, when you get something done and you can be proud of yourself and you say, other girl, other boy, okay? Then you're happy. And that is how humans are designed. That is what brings joy. That is what allows you to love life and love yourself, to be accomplishing. But in the cave, you don't have to, you know? So ultimately, we could say that the kind of freedom this whole process brings is the freedom where you are free and free to be happy from something real. Something that you did, consistent with your own DNA. You know, I know and I have observed a lot of people who got famous or whatever, and they are miserable. They are wretched. Even this dude, Sean D'Souza, is not a happy camper. And if you really look, he gets a lot of things done, and he makes real money, and he has a lot of fans, and he's wretched, okay? Because he lives to 70% in the cave. So even at 30% out of the cave, it takes knowing what makes you happy to be happy. Anyway, so the course started a week ago. It is on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. my time, New York, which is like 6:30 in most of Europe and 5:30 in England and Ireland, and I think 9:30 on the West Coast, and anything in between. Even Hawaii can kind of like 6:30. The Far East, I don't have a lot of clients there. Australia, don't have a lot of clients there. New Zealand, I don't have any clients there. So that's the time. And you can sign up. The link is in today's email. And I bet that you are getting my email, aren't you? If you are not, then please sign up. Okay? There is a subscription form at the end of every article. Okay? Thank you.